Hello, this is Andrew.
Hey, Andrew, it's John.
Hi, John. How's it going, bud?
It's going good. It's going good. It's been a busy day.
That's good. Busy day goes by fast.
Yeah. I was happy about that. I didn't want to be feeling like I'm stuck in this office all dang day. I did get outside a little bit when I called you earlier, but still, it's not enough. That's the downside of working in the office.
I'm to be honest, I don't know how you do it. I'd go crazy.
Did you look over any of the things that I sent you for Home Advisor by Angie's?
I did not. Give me one second.
Okay.
Because I've been on the phone dealing with, I've dealt with 9,000 people. Okay, local splash pricing.
Mm-hmm.
John, which one do you want me to click?
Well, the one I was showing you from the FTC and Home Advisor, I just didn't know if you were planning on continuing to use them and be on the first page of Google, or if you were going to cancel them and then put yourself on there. So I didn't know what your game plan was.
So Angie, I'm just paying. So like, say I get the job for $6,000, I'll give them a percentage of it. Like, I don't have a monthly through them yet.
That's interesting.
So like it's right now I'm not to the point of where, because I just started it. Like, they just called me today and like, hey, we've approved everything on your account, blah blah blah. It's super fresh.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I feel like after a month or two of being on Google, you'll probably leave that, because a percentage, I mean, they're going to get more if they get a percentage, you know. We're not even talking about charging you a lead fee with this, but, you know, a small excavation job's like $1,200. If they're getting 20% or even 10%, you know, you do a couple of those a month, they're going to be making a lot of money off of you. And you're going to be
1,000%. 1,000% agreed.
Over.
But they also told me within a month I can go to a monthly subscription.
Yeah.
Which is like $200 a month, which is about the same that you guys are.
Yeah, ours is $299 exactly.
So
that's with the discounts, though. But I'm putting you on a platinum package, so I'm sure they can't provide all those things like building your company's own site and verifying yourself as your own entity on Google.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so in all honesty, like, as long as I have the man, I've got enough money coming in every month steady.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, I can pay for both, and at the end of the year, it's tax write-off.
Right. Yeah, that's always a positive. You actually, it's a lot cheaper if you prepay, you know. Like, I had already put you on a platinum package bundle. That's the very last package down on that pricing page that I sent you. So it's usually $599. I knocked it down to $299. So that's already saving you a huge there, saving you $300 a month or $3,600 a year. But if you did a prepay for the year, I could actually get it all the way down to $2,600. Another $1,000, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't have that. Like, I'm having truck issues right now, so I'm spending $1,500 tomorrow.
Mm.
So if it wasn't for that, I'd tell you to go ahead and do it.
Yeah. Well, we could always upgrade to that later. You know, start out month to month, to go 30 days at a time, and then I'll still be here with you. That's the thing about our service. It's not like we just sign people up and forget them. We keep communicating with you guys because we want to check, get feedback from you, you know, and make sure that you're satisfied with it, because it's month to month. So that's the only way we really can retain people anyway. You have to keep them happy. I mean, any time later down the line, if you go, hey, I want to capitalize on that prepay and save myself some money, I'll honor that for you.
Yeah. So what would it be today? Would it be $600 today?
No. Today it's just a $299, and then we're going to do I reduced the setup fee. Let me see here. Because we got to get you a domain name. You don't have a website or anything. So the
I think I went through what is it called?
Bodeg?
Taylor Brands.
Oh.
Taylor Brands?
Taylor Brands.
I just paid somebody to build my whole camp, my LLC, all my stuff.
Okay. Well, if you got the website and that's taken care of, then yeah, just $299. There's not going to be any kind of setup fees or purchasing a domain or anything. but we would want that domain name. Do you know what it is?
I'm figuring out right now.
Yeah, because that's going to be attached to your Google business profile. And that way, when they see you on the first page, it'll have like the phone icon for them to call and then the website icon. They click on it. It'll take them directly to this domain name.
Let me see. Let me do this. I'm pretty sure I got a domain.
Okay. You could always text it over to me later on, too. I mean, that 877 number that I texted you on, that'll come through. You know, it has my direct number and extension in there, but that's the business line. So if you send anything from your phone number is already going to be attached to the account. We'll know it's you automatically, and then we could just go ahead and attach it that way.
Yeah.
If you need some time to grab it.
I can get it for, man, $47.
Oh, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's super cheap. I would go that route too. I mean, we get the Google domains. And they're like, they charge us $99 for the Google domains.
For like 5 years, I can get it for $117.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and just go that route, and then we'll attach it. It's cheaper, and you know you already have it, and you have ownership of it. But what I was going to say, if you want to do the graphic design, since you already have that, we could do the graphic design and put content on it. If you already have the domain and it just needs content, or like any hosting, if you need to make a change to your site along the way, just let us know. And that's a part of the service. I can have my guys get in there, make sure it represents you properly while it's on the first page.
When you say graphic design, what do you mean? Like my logo and stuff?
Yeah, if you need help with the logo, creating content, you know, there's so many different AI systems too out there. We can manually do it. Just straight from a conversation with you, or we can create an AI portion of it that'll professionally write it and develop all the content on there too, come up with a mission statement, company slogan, things like that, a services tab. You know, we have a whole team back there that customizes websites all day long.
Mm-hmm. Well, so I've got my logo and everything.
Okay.
And I've got that in a PDF.
Okay, send it over here. Let me go to this. I'm going to shoot you a text message here. It's just photos@localsplash.com. It's the email. And this way the PDF won't get pixelated if you just send it there. And then we can have that attached to all your online listings, not just the Google, but, you know, the website, Bing.
What is it?
Yeah, I'm texting it to you right now. It's just photos@localsplash.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Should have came through.
Yeah, so like... Yes, it did. So like, I've kind of went through a lot of the, I've went the backwards direction. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you were saying that earlier.
Like I've done everything backwards to what I should be doing.
Yeah.
But
that happens. Like my dad started up a company and I told him, I was like, he's 64. So I'm 32. So it's like, I told him flat out, let's run these ads for like 2 months. First, right? And he goes, well, what would I do that for? What am I going to be promoting? I don't even have the equipment and the tools. And I go, trust me, you know, do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had lined him up about 3 weeks worth of work. He was doing residential painting. So we had lined him up like 3 weeks worth of work. Then he went and bought all the stuff. Then he'd go out on it. And I'm like, taking all that money out of your pocket and doing it the wrong way, it doesn't help. Plus, you want to have a place to brand the business if you want to sell it later, you know, if you want to hand it off to a kid or something like that. You want to have basically what you're selling is that name, that reputation, and that book of business. So you want to build the book of business. And then you're never wondering where jobs are coming through. A lot of guys do things backwards. So they get all the stuff and they spend all the money on it and they're coming hard out of pocket on it. And they're making progress, but it's like they don't have the jobs lined up to offset it. And then it takes them like a year before they're profitable, sometimes two.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just doing
it backwards. I don't get me wrong. Like I'm doing it backwards, but I'm also paying for it as I go.
Yeah. That's the way to do it. You know, I even tell my dad, I was like, finance some of the equipment if you have to. Don't just come hard out of pocket. You know what I mean? It's a business loan anyway. You know what I mean? Do it that way. Put it all in the LLC, write it off as business expenses, they got a way for everybody to win if you do it the right way. If you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
So
Platinum Package Bundle, I got approval for that at $299, and I waive the setup fee. If I can lock that in, grandfather it in for you, is that something you can see a value in getting things going? We can get you Google verified and start optimizing you?
Yeah.
All right. So let me create the Google business profile here. On the first page of Google, Andrew, you could only have one phone number listed. They'll actually give you a Google tracking number. The Google tracking number will be a different number that's displayed on there, but it'll forward to your phone in real time. And what we do is we have the business owner save that number in their phone under their business name. So that way when they get calls from a customer, they know it's business related and not a personal call. But is this the best line for us and your clients to contact you that we're on right now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. 865-518-3032.
Yes, sir.
Okay, last name's Pazder. What's your business email address?
It is drewpazder@gmail.com. I don't have just company email, and I need to get that done.
Yeah. What we'll do is just use this for now, just for us to communicate with you. And then when the website, we get the domain name and everything for the site, we definitely want to make sure there's a business email on that and separate the two. But for right now, I want to make sure that you get everything in writing and you get your username and password for the tracking system and app that we have so that way you can keep track of everything. If you go to your app store on your mobile device, doesn't matter what device you have, just go to app store, type in local splash, and I would download that app. That's going to be your best friend, especially if you're doing things on your own. This will kind of capture all the leads for you if you're missing calls, and then that way you can track what we're bringing in for you each month.
Local splash?
Yep. It's got an L and an S, navy blue and orange L and S. And then while you're doing that, let's verify the address. Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail with a little 5-digit number I'll use to verify your business.
1940 Palma Way.
1940, what is it?
Palma, P-A-L-M-A.
Palma.
Way.
Way? Okay.
Yep.
Oh, got it, Maryville. There it is. 37803?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got him. Let's go ahead.
You want me to go ahead and start filling this stuff out on the website or on the...
The app. So your username is going to be your password, but it won't automatically, or it's going to be your username is going to be your phone number, excuse me, but your password won't be generated until I process the payment. Once I process it, it automatically texts it over to you. So I'll have it to you here in just a second. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
You can do 7 to 5:30.
Is that Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends too?
You can do Monday through Saturday. I'll answer calls on Saturday, but
okay. Sunday closed. Or you want Sunday by appointment only or closed?
Sunday closed. I will not work Sunday.
Amen. All right. That's good to hear. There's only a few of us left out here. Okay. Maybe it's not as bad in Tennessee, but California, it's like, man, I swear some of these kids never seen a Bible in their life.
Well, don't get me wrong, like, it's not, I don't go to church every day, but
yeah.
Sunday's the Lord's day to, and that's a day to rest and day to spend with my daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the Sabbath, you know. Gotta at least take a day to yourself, otherwise you're just wasting life away.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I got y'all squared away here. I'll just be waiting on the domain name to get texted over. And then before I secure any kind of payment, let's schedule your client interview. So client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, but the agenda for the call is to go over, like, which services you want to be listed for. Like, I don't know if you do grading or resloping, right? But
yep.
We want to go – okay, so that's what we want to talk about, right? And then we also want to go over the area that you cover. And then I think we'll have the domain name by this time already. So then we want to get an idea on how you want the website to look. So what do you think would be the best time to do this interview?
I mean, whenever we can.
Okay, let me see what we got here.
Why is it saying?
For the app, or you having trouble with something over
there? It's saying. Go back here. It does a dollar.
A dollar?
Sam,
no.
My domain.
I was going to say.
No.
It shouldn't be. I thought you were saying that the app was offered, telling you to pay it for a dollar. Usually a domain name, I mean, unless they're doing like a first month free, then after 30 days, they'll charge you for the remaining fee.
It should have been for 5 years. So.
Yeah. It might have it scheduled out. Like, they might just say, hey, let's run this dollar so we know that your card's legitimate. And then they give you a certain window where it's like a trial or a free period, and then they'll actually hit you with the whole 5-year payment later down the line.
It's where I have to fill out all this stuff. Select state. Now you're going to be able to answer this. Organization. Is that the name of my company?
Yes. Yeah, that's your business name.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, because usually they're going to try to find a domain as close to your business name as possible. Which shouldn't be hard. I mean, you got a pretty unique last name.
I appreciate that.
it's nice and unique, so it shouldn't be hard to get that domain name going. I've actually never heard that before, Pazder.
Yeah, it's
like Pastor, but with a ZD.
it's one of a kind, that's for sure.
I like
Must
it.
Be, what the, what, well,
I have a client interview times for tomorrow. I got nothing left for today. If you wanted to go tomorrow, the earliest would be like 10 a.m. Eastern Standard. And then I got the latest. I mean, we could do any time between there as well, but the latest would be 6:30 Eastern Standard.
6:30?
You want to go 6:30? Go to the afternoon?
Yeah, that'd probably be best. It's not letting me phone number. Must be numerically only. What?
Yeah, I have no clue what you're looking at. I'm trying to help you from a blind spot, but
I appreciate it, you. But
you know what I can do, Andrew? I'll include the domain for you just to save you some headache. I'll include the domain for you, and I'll just waive all the setup, leave the setup fees waived. Okay.
Okay.
We'll get you one. Don't worry about it. I have a team of guys down there. We can get it. Now, the only time they would charge you for it is if you leave the service and you want to keep it, then they'll say, hey, we paid $99. You know, it's going to cost you $99 to keep it. But I don't think you're going to leave this anytime soon. I mean, I still have the first guy I signed up when I started working here when I was 21. So.
Well, are you still 21 or?
No. I'm almost 33. I'm 32 right now. Yeah. Yeah, I've been here a while.
How do you like California, if you don't mind me asking?
Politically or just from a... Oh, it's not a political question. Political question, it's horrible. But it's beautiful. The nature, the weather. You wouldn't believe it's December. It's probably, 67, 68 degrees, it says right now. Nice and sunny. Yeah it's beautiful. And for the most part, that kind of creates upbeat people. But when you get into the politics, they say some off-the-wall stuff, and who knows where their brain's coming from.
So, you ever been to Tennessee?
I have been to Tennessee for 2 days. I only went for 2 days. We just went to Nashville, downtown. I was in my early 20s. We got real drunk.
Yeah.
Listen to some music. It was a good time. It was fun. It was a quick trip, though. We were just out there making our way through. We ended up going all the way to Florida. He had a couple of business stops. I went up to Atlantic City. It was just like a long week trip, had a few different stops.
Man, if you ever get the chance, go to like Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge. If you can go in like August is real hot. So I'd say like October, end of October where it's starting, you know, fall weather starting to kick in.
Yeah.
My favorite. promise you will want to move here.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of places I want to move. Honestly, I've talked to my lady about it so many times. She's the one that doesn't let me move, or else I'd probably have left already.
Show her East Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm an outdoorsy guy. I hate having to put on a collared shirt and come into the building. It's like the worst, yeah. You know. That's like the worst thing for me is being inside all the time. So, you know, I'm sure anything that's not like the city out here, I'd be pretty happy with.
Oh, man, I'm from Michigan originally. I moved down here when I was 8 years old.
That's a big change.
Man, right now it's 60 degrees at – what time is it right now? You're supposed to call me at what, 5:30?
Yeah, 5:30, yep.
Yeah, so we're, you know what I mean? It's 60 degrees in December. Where I'm at, we get 4 inches of snow a year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
so awesome. It's not like it's, yeah, so.
Just perfect weather still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't just got to be in California for the good weather, you know. That's the main thing, though. There's a lot of beauty, though.
You know, give it, you know, three, four weeks ago, it was, you know,
bad.
15 degrees.
Oh, yeah,
I can't deal with that. 15 degrees.
Sometimes I do like that, though, because the crazy thing about California is you can wake up, especially down here. We're in Orange County. We're in the beach cities. So it's like you can wake up 6 o'clock, 6:30, go surfing. And then it only takes you about an hour and a half, 2 hours to get to the top of Big Bear Mountain. And then you're in the snow, snowboarding. You can do both of them before noon.
How close is surfing to snowboarding?
They're very close, yeah. They're very close.
Are they really?
Other than your feet being strapped down, I mean, it's pretty much the same logic. You don't got to worry about getting rolled over on a wave, but anytime you make a mistake, it's pretty much the same from a sense of like the standing up, the moving, the balancing, the turn.
Really?
It's almost identical. Yeah.
I'd have never guessed that.
Yeah. Very similar. It's just, you feel that like the earth moving underneath you is the same feeling you kind of get with the water moving underneath you. And then the same shifting, leaning from side to side, how you turn. If you wanted to kind of stop quickly and get back into a break, you got to do the same motion. So it's very, very similar, yeah.
I went out to Lake Tahoe, which I'm sure you know where Lake Tahoe is.
Yeah, I was just there in August.
Man, I went there on a bad year. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, we got like 36 feet of snow, or, you know, like 12 feet of snow. Their average is like 36.
Yeah, they're up there. Mountains.
Yeah. You talk about some good time.
Oh, it's beautiful there. Yeah. That's why I say California is just beautiful. It's because, like, you have Tahoe, you got Yosemite. You know, everybody just thinks of L.A. and, like, San Francisco. Wow. But it's like you could just go an hour in any direction outside of San Francisco and L.A. and find the most beautiful scenery in the country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to, like, the Redwood Forest.
Yeah. Yeah, you should try Orange County, like Southern California. That's where we are. We're about an hour south of L.A., but an hour north of San Diego on the coast.
Yeah.
And it's just perfect. It's perfect. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's one of the richest areas in the country, though. So you get you do get those people with their nose up a bit, you know?
Well, I probably couldn't. I hate to say it. I probably couldn't afford to go there.
Well, you can always visit, but yeah, it's pricey. It really is pricey. But there's areas of town, even I make good money, and I don't go over there.
Yeah. Like, hey, you ain't got to tell me what you make. Like, as a 25-year-old, you know, $28 here in Tennessee, phenomenal money.
Yeah.
You know, compared to, you know, there,
I'm
eating ramen noodle.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, but, and the taxes are really bad here, too. That's the thing. So what I make and what I see are almost half, you know. But I see 150, so you can imagine what it's like prior to them hitting me with all the taxes. Yeah.
So, like, I understand that because, you know, I'm paying 22.7% in federal, you know, my company, I'm having to pay my taxes.
Once you get over 100K, they charge you even more. like the brackets just kick up?
Well, for me, it's because I'm a business owner.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm paying, you know, payroll tax, income tax, every bit of tax you can think of.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm paying all of it.
You got to write off everything you can. Oh, can you do 5:30 tomorrow? They asked me on the client interview side of it. They just sent me a message.
Can we push Friday 6:30?
Oh, that's way out there. What time works best for you tomorrow? Let's get things going here.
Well, so I don't get off till 5:30, and I'm about 30 minutes from the house.
Okay. Well, it's only over the phone.
Is it your 5:30 or is it my 5:30?
No, it's 2:30 here, 5:30 your time.
Okay.
So I can do 10 a.m. too. I don't know how early, or if you have a lunch gap that we can hit.
How long does it roughly take?
About 30 minutes. I'll have most of the information. If we miss anything, we could always revisit it. But this one, they'll have an actual technician on the line that's going to help us with your verification with Google.
Yeah. If we can get it within, 30 minutes to an hour, I can make that work at lunchtime for me.
Okay. So noon?
Yeah, for my noon.
Okay. I got you. All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invite to the appointment, and then it'll also text you 1 hour before as a heads up reminder. If anything changes, just let me know.
Okay. Well, now, will you guys call me?
Yeah. We're going to call you directly.
Then you ain't going to send me that stuff. My phone stays on.
I already set it. I already set it up. It's good. So you should get a confirmation to your email to drewpazder@gmail.com. All right. And then how did you want to secure the first month's payment?
I might as well just do card because I don't think I can send you a check.
No, yeah, that won't work. Is it under your business name?
Yes, sir.
Is it under your name or the business name?
My business name, Andrew Pazder.
Okay.
Excavation.
Okay, that'll be on the invoice too, so you can write it off. And then the billing address is the same?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm ready for you.
Go on a second. Let me get back to my wallet. It's hard being a single father doing all this.
Oh, man. I didn't know that. How many kids do you have?
Oh, thank God, just one.
Yeah. Boy or girl?
Little girl.
Yeah, you hit the jackpot.
She's
going to love you. Girls love their daddy. Geez. I got two boys, and they're both kind of like mama's boys. I actually got to take them both to jiu-jitsu when I get home. But they tear everything up, man. Everything I buy, they just, you know what I mean? Like, I love them to death. I'll take a bullet for them, you know what I mean? But they're they tear up everything. I have a collectible car I got from my dad. These guys scratched it up and colored on the walls. I try not to give them the belt, but I understand why my dad gave us the belt.
My daughter, I was renting a house, and I swear I spent probably 14 hours. I fell asleep one night. My daughter's 6 and turned 7, so she can get up in the middle of the night, walk around by herself, and be okay. Mm-hmm. Man, she covered all. It's no joke. I spent like a day cleaning walls because she took.
Yeah.
Luckily,
Magic Eraser, man. That's how I did it.
It was crayons. Thank the Lord, it wasn't Sharpie or nothing.
Yeah.
So it just took a little bit of elbow grease.
Yeah, that's a nightmare though. I don't know. I've been having trouble not putting the belt to them, but they're just a little too young. You know, you get a little older. I told my wife already. I was like, look, when these guys get 6 or 7, I'm gonna let them have it at least one time, just so they know, because they keep calling my bluff too. I tell them don't do that, and then, 5 seconds later, they're doing it, and they're looking over at me, thinking they're being all sneaky.
Oh, yeah, that's no go right there.
Yeah, boys are just different. I noticed that. My sister has all girls, and the girls, I love going over to their house. It's like a breath of fresh air from my boys, because they'll talk, and you can just sit there and talk to them and play with them. But boys don't want to carry a conversation. They want to blow things up. They want to play the video games and scream at each other and pick on each other,
Oh, that's my daughter. You're saying my daughter.
Oh, wow. Maybe it's not the boy or girl thing. It's just you get what you get, huh?
Well, I guess it's how you raise them, because, man, my daughter's in the shop with me turning wrenches. I'll be under the hood of a truck or in a semi.
That's because she loves you, though. She wants to be around you. Girls love their daddy.
You think so until you smack your head on the hood or on your cross member, and she's over there laughing at you.
Yeah, that's just funny, though, for anybody.
Hey, when you come to Tennessee, let me know, and we'll figure out how funny it really is for everybody.
I know. I'll be over there cracking up at you, too. Like, oh, man. I guess you need an ice pack?
I don't know. I'm saying you're going to be under the hood, and I'll honk a horn.
Oh, no. She honks the horn.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that part of the story.
Yeah, she... I'll be over there, man. She just does it to scare me, and she knows that I'm going to jump up real fast, because, I mean, you got a train horn in your ear, and she doesn't pull it long, but she'll, like, beep it real fast on a train horn. Oh, yeah, she's a wild
surprised
one.
You can hear me right now.
All right, let me know when you're ready for the card information. Okay. Oh, no, this is not under Andrew Pastor Escalate. This is going to be my personal.
Okay, I'm still going to put the business name on it, though, so you can write it off.
I appreciate it.
All right, I'm ready for you.
It is 4605.
Okay.
7336.
Okay.
8201. 8376.
376. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
It is 0527.
27, and then 3-digit code on the back.
It's 527.
527. Okay. Delete this 0 and update. All right. So the first month's payment is set to process today. It's January 6, 2026. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month at that discounted price of $299 on the sixth day. This is a 3-month verbal commitment. Okay. So you're not going to be binded to any kind of long-term contract, but we want you to give it 90 days. If you cancel prior to 90 days, they'll try to implement an early termination fee. Also for the domain name for the site, they'll try to charge you $99 for the domain name for the site.
Within the 90 days, can I change cards without causing any issue?
Yeah, okay, no problem. There's actually a section in your app here. So let me process this so you can get the username and password for your app. But there's a section in the app where you can go to billing and you can even manually change it if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're 25, so it's different. You know how to use all this stuff.
Yeah.
I have some guys that are like 75, you know, they're up there and they've had the business for 30 years and I can't just tell them, hey, yeah, just go to billing. And, you know, they're okay, I got to get on there, walk them through it, which I don't have a problem with. I can get on there and modify it for you too if you just call in, but you will have access to do everything on your end. And then if it's stuff that you can't do on your own, obviously you could always just message or call in and we'll get in there and do it, you know. So.
Mm-hmm.
Some business owners like to have both. Like, they want us to do the legwork, but they still want to have the access and the transparency so they know what they're paying for each month.
I mean, I'm partial to both. I understand being a business owner. Like,
yeah,
I don't,
I'm the you, same way.
You're collecting
like
somebody
to
money.
Check on.
So.
Yeah, exactly. If I'm spending money on it, I like to be able to check on it, too, and make sure things are moving. All right, so let me go ahead and process this. We do ask that you be responsive to your clients and our company within 24 hours of receiving a call from us. So that's really important. As I mentioned earlier, they'll provide you with the tracking number during the client interview. So those you should be able to easily identify what's what. As a result of the increased visibility, you may receive additional offers from outside companies unrelated to Local Splash. Because of that, we're going to have a security question in place so that way you could verify that you are speaking with Local Splash before you add anything. We don't want you to have any kind of duplicate listings online or to be spending money on something that we're already doing for you. So you got 3 options for your security question. It could be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We're going to do city I was born in.
All right. Where were you born?
Niles, Michigan.
Niles. Niles, MI.
City boy. That's good boy. Yeah, that's good boy.
What kind of dog do you have?
He's a full-blooded HSC Silver Lab.
Oh, beauty.
Yeah. I got him for my daughter's early Christmas present.
Perfect dogs.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know.
The hair is a little bit much sometimes, but they're the best dogs.
Well, I mean, he gets a bath twice a week. He's
gosh,
he's more of a kid than.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiled baby. Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. But he goes to work with me just about every day.
Yeah, I wish my boys would. Maybe one more year. Maybe next Christmas. I just want them to be able to feed them and clean up after them. Otherwise, it's going to be like I have a third kid.
That's what I told my daughter. I said, hey, I said, are you sure you want a dog? And she said, well, yeah, I want a dog. I said, okay. I said, when he gets up at 3 o'clock in the evening or in the morning.
Take him outside.
That's the only.
Yeah.
I don't.
So he poops on my floor. I'm going to treat it like you pooped on the floor. Like, what the heck?
Well,
you know?
Well, like, I don't make her get up, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning, but like,
yeah.
She goes out there, she feeds him when she's here. She goes out, picks up his poop. She bathes him, everything.
Yeah.
She works with him.
Be, though. I shouldn't be taking care of it. The whole point of a pet is, or a dog especially, is to teach them how to take care of something other than themselves. It's that second level.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I told her, I asked her, I said, do you like it? Do you like being hungry? And she's, no. I said, do you like it when you're like, hey, Dad, I want to go to McDonald's? And Dad's like, nope. And you got to sit there and be hungry till we get home? She's, well, no. I said, all right, well, he can't ask for nothing, so he's got to be on a schedule, and you got to feed him on that schedule.
Yep, 100%.
I said, if he don't, he starves, and then he dies.
I can't wait for that. And I could be able to relate to my boys. Like, see, I kept you alive all this time. all this time, it's been me all along. You don't even realize
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Your wife is going to beat the snot out of you.
She's
going to be like, he's taking all the credit.
Yeah, I do. I kept fed her too.
you better hope she never hears you say that.
Yeah, no. Once she pushed him out, I said, okay, I'll take care of the rest after that. I told her in the hospital room, you know, so she's spoiled. She knows it. She don't do too much, but deal with them, which it's a lot actually. Yeah. I'd rather be at work than dealing with them. So she probably has it harder than I do.
Yeah, but you know, give it 3 more years to, well, no, they should. Your oldest should be, what, 5?
Yeah, he's almost 5. He'll be 5 in April.
So he'll be going to school, you know, pre-K.
Yeah.
So that's going to lighten the load.
Yeah.
But depending if you're homeschooling.
I put him in jiu-jitsu. We've thought about it. They've been getting their discipline through jiu-jitsu, which is kind of nice, but. We've been thinking about homeschooling them. California's real bad with the schools, man. They try to teach them all kind of stupid stuff.
They tried that in Tennessee.
I'm gonna
have
to go down there.
Yeah, I sent my daughter to a private Christian school.
That's the way to do it, yeah. That's where I went. I went to a school called Brethren Christian before going to Sacramento State. And it was the best thing. It was the best thing that I could have done. My parents could have done for me, I didn't really fear jail. Let me tell you, in my early teens, I was doing all kinds of bad stuff, but I feared going to hell. I still do to this day. So I try to do right by people. Yeah. Yeah, you know, going to jail ain't so bad. I could deal with it forever in the fire. I don't want nothing to do with that. I'm okay.
Yeah, hey, let's stay away from that. she likes the school. It's a apostolic Christian, which I don't fully agree with, but I didn't have much choice on that. But I got stuck with feet in the bill. But as long as it's teaching her good values.
Point. Yeah, it's the values and the morals. That's exactly what I was going to say. Like Christians, regardless of, you know, the denomination, they have a good moral code for the most part. It's not a religion of war. aggression. It's a very peaceful, you know, treat others how you want to be treated. It's a good way to live. If everybody in the country was like that, it'd be a lot better place, but we got so much different stuff floating around.
Yeah. Personally, it's coming this way, and everybody's fighting here in Tennessee, so.
Spiritual warfare going on. It's okay. God prevails, man. It tells us in the book, you know. It's going to get so bad to a point where he's going to have to come back.
Yes. You just what it is. Waiting on the day.
Yeah, it's getting there, though. And, I mean, once everybody's hoping going to hell, he's got to come back.
Yeah. Hoping you were on the right train, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, I know. I have that debate. I have a brother, my older brother, he's 5 years older than me. He's an atheist. We just have these crazy conversations. He's like, I think nothing happens. And I go, how does that make sense? Like everything you have, you know, you look at the excavator, for example, you know, somebody built that. Every painting you see, somebody made that. You know, everything is made from something, right? Something has to be there to create something. How does everything come from nothing?
Yeah.
How is that possible? If there's nothing there... then
a big bang is going to tell me created a human being.
But even the big bang, it's like, okay, let's
what,
just go
what
back
created
to,
it?
What created it? What put it there? Something, nothing can't create that. If it's nothing, it's nothing. You know what I mean? So there has to be something, and that something is God, whether you believe it's, you know, from what religion or, you know, I can understand that where they get wrapped up in the stories, but to say there's nothing, I'm like, it's crazy. You believe everything was created from nothing?
That's the thing is, exactly what you're saying. Like, are you going to tell me that we've got this, a thing that was created from nothing, made a big bang, and you're telling me it was like, wow, all right, now let's make mammals. You know what I mean? Like, that don't make a whole bunch of sense. And I understand the books, you know, because they do get confusing.
Right. Yeah, you know, there's different stories, and there's parts of the story say, I don't believe this part, so I just write the whole thing off. It's like, okay, I get that, but
well,
you believe that there's nothing. 90% of humans in the world believe there's something. There's a higher power.
I can't see that, and that's where it gets with me, is like, it's okay to question the Bible and question God, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But it's you can't not believe in the book.
Something
in my opinion, like it's kind of
I've been fortunate. When I was your age, I was doing a lot of traveling. I didn't have kids, you know, and my wife was just a girlfriend where I'd say, hey, okay, I'm gonna go do this, and you know, I would go out and have a good time. But I'd seen a lot of different things, and when you go around the world and you see different stuff, you know, you go to Rome, you know, it's like Jesus Christ is all over the world. You can go to any part of the world, and you could say the name Jesus Christ, and everybody knows it, you know. And there's just so much proof of his existence. You know, there's more proof of Jesus' existence than Julius Caesar or Alexander the Great, and nobody questions if they were ever real, you know.
Yeah.
But there's more manuscripts and documentation and statues
of
Jesus Christ all over the world, everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. You can go to a place that's straight communist China, they're all Buddhists, and there's Jesus Christ there, and there's Christians there, and even they agree that Christian is a prophet, or Jesus Christ is a prophet. You can go to Muslim countries, you know, and they believe in Muhammad, but Jesus Christ was still a prophet. Like, people don't disregard Jesus Christ anywhere, but there are a lot of people who will go, it's not real. And, you know, I understand their logic too. Like, you may never see him. You weren't here to see him, and you may never see him in your lifetime, so you disregard it. But I think history is cyclical, so you got to pay attention to history. It repeats itself.
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't see you.
I don't know. I mean, look at the ark. Where you know, where they say the ark crashed in Muslim country. Of course, you know, and the people always are like, well, there's no proof that the ark, you know, landed there. Well, Muslims don't want to. They're not going to allow us to go there and dig that up and prove that, you know, the ark was real. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
I'm getting
an inbound from one of my clients. I got a I got to jump on with him. I've been trying to follow up with him all day, and he's finally calling me back. I'm going to call you back right after I get done with him, but you should have all the confirmations there and a full outline of the agreement in writing. Take a moment to go through that and sign off on it, and then I'll follow up with you. If I miss that call for some reason, I will get out of here at the top of the hour. Just look out for our client interview call tomorrow, okay? I got that scheduled on the calendar, right? And if you need anything else, just give me a call. But we're going to keep talking as we go. Like I said, I'm going to be one of your account managers, and there's another person that you're going to get introduced to during the client interview tomorrow.
Simple, boss.
All right, Andrew. I'll talk to you then. You have a good night, okay?
You too, sir.
All right, bye-bye.